name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I mentioned that today is Mother's Day in various parts of the world. Unlike the English Mothering Sunday, as far as I can see, it does not have any religious significance, but maybe it does. I want to tell you a little story, and I hope in the story you'll see how perhaps being a mother tells us something about how God relates to us. And also you might remember those words in the Gospel of John that we just heard, how Jesus prays for his disciples to be completely one in him as he is in his Father. So it seems to me what he's describing there is a close family relationship. So, anyway, to my story. Well, you've heard of Appelmatt, haven't you? Well, this is Orange Mac. So, and Orange Mac, well, let's put Orange Mac up here. One day, Orange Mac came home from school, and his mum could see from the expression on his face that it had not been a good day. Miss Tangerine, the teacher, gave us some really hard mathematical problems to do. And then I got all mixed up in my geography. I looked at the map of Japan and I couldn't find Mandarin anywhere. That's because it's in China, dear, said his mother. You're thinking of Satsuma. Oh, yes. Anyway, Miss Tangerine, she got rather cross and I was upset. Squeeze me, he said. Well, we might have said, give me a hug, but being an orange, she did talk in a rather funny way. And so his mum gave him a gentle hug and he soon felt better. And a big smile spread across his face. Thanks, mum, he said. I like it when you listen to my troubles and make me feel better. Can I go out to play now? Yes, of course. Go and get some healthy exercise, but it's cold out there. Let me get your warm gloves for you. Thanks, mum, said Orange Mac, and off he went to play. But outside, who should he meet but James Jaffa, the school bully? Jaffa was always trying to get little Orange Mac into trouble, and today was no different. You know Mr. Tobler, he said. Mr. Tobler owned the sweet shop just round the corner. Well, he's got loads of chocolate in his shop, and as far as I'm concerned, said James Jaffa, it's not Tobler's, it's mine, and I want you to go and get me some. But that's stealing, said Orange Mac. I can't do that, it's wrong. Orange Mac's mum, you see, had always taught him the difference between right and wrong, and you should always try to do the right thing. You'd better go in there, said James Jaffa, or I'll make marmalade out of you. That's enough, thought Orange Mac to himself. I've got to put a stop to this once and for all. But how? He arranged to meet Jaffa outside Mr. Tobler's shop in an hour. And in the meantime, he would try to come up with a cunning plan. He had a talk with Clementine, that was his twin sister, by the way. And they remembered how they should always trust their mum, especially when something was wrong, because they knew she would help. So they told her all about it, and she went with them to Mr. Tobler's shop. She went in front and stood somewhere out of sight. Orange Mac and Clementine met James Jaffa as arranged, and in they went. Put this jacket on, said Orange Mac to Jaffa. No one will recognize you, and keep your eyes peeled. Meanwhile, their mum whispered to Mr. Tobler, I hear there's a notorious chocolate bandit in the area. Lenny Lemon, he's called. And I should have just mentioned the jacket that James Jeffer put on. What colour was it, do you think? Yellow. So, he went into the shop. And just as Orange Mac's mum was telling Mr. Tobler about Lenny the Lemon, the chocolate thief, who should he see but this person walk in a yellow jacket? That must be Lenny the Lemon, he thought. So, straight away, he got on his handy, orange of course, he got on his hand to the police station, and they were round in seconds. Hello, 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 said PC Seville to James Jaffer. You look as if you're up to no good. Are you Lenny Lemon? No, he said, I'm James Jaffer. Well, said the policeman, you certainly look a lemon in that jacket. James quickly took off the jacket, gave it back to Orange Mac, and then he went out of the shop and ran home as fast as his legs would take him. He'd had such a fright that he never bullied anyone or tried to get them in trouble again. As for Orange Mac and Clementine and their mum, they went home very happy. And when Dad got in, they all sat down to tea. It's good to be able to talk over the day and everything that's been happening, said Dad. And indeed, what a day. Aren't I lucky, thought Orange Man. I've had someone to comfort me, help me when I was in trouble, keep me warm, teach me and give me good advice. Five good things, and all thanks to Mum.